With 133 capital projects either completed or underway, the city of Kelowna is investing more than 50% more in infrastructure this year compared to last. Projects include road upgrades, new parks, water system overhauls, and environmental restoration. Projects stretch from Glenmore to Rutland to the Lower Mission. While some upgrades are easy to spot, such as new roundabouts or the new Bertram multi-use overpass, others are underground, like sewer, stormwater, and waterline replacements. On Dilworth Mountain, the completed expansion of the Summit Reservoir in June has improved both water storage and firefighting capabilities, according to a city media release. Nearby Summit Park is now undergoing restoration work, with completion expected by the end of August. Kelowna is one of the fastest-growing cities in the country, and our council has prioritized accelerating infrastructure to meet this growing demand, Mayor Tom Diaz said. It is exciting to see these projects come to life, delivering the public spaces, transportation options, and services that enhance quality of life for everyone who calls Kelowna home. And we are just getting started. Kelowna MP Stephen Feuer said the federal government is proud to support a wide range of local projects that improve essential infrastructure and make communities safer and more sustainable. He added that stable funding from the Canada Community Building Fund, CCBF, will continue to help cities like Kelowna meet their infrastructure needs. BC. Housing Minister Ravi Kahlon added that strong infrastructure is vital for growing cities and that these investments are about more than just roads. They're about creating connected, supportive communities where people can thrive. The city is also investing in mobility. Improvements to transit infrastructure, active transportation routes, and shared mobility systems are all in progress. Major roadwork includes the Glenmore Road widening, the Frost Road extension and roundabout, and a new roundabout at Kane and Valley Roads. Much of Kelowna's infrastructure funding comes from development cost charges, fees collected from new developments to help pay for growth-related infrastructure. Other sources include federal and provincial contributions, taxes, reserves, utility revenues, and borrowing. The CCBF, administered by the Union of BC Municipalities, will help deliver and plan these projects like resurfacing 14 road segments across the city. KLO. Bridge replacement. Hollywood and Birch Roads extension. Pre-construction work for the Commonwealth Road extension. Upgrades and widening of Birch Road from Highway 97 to Glenmore Road. Ongoing development at DeHart Park, which opened in May with a pump track and will add washrooms later this summer. KLO. Bridge replacement, City of Kelowna video.